The AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As the year winds down, the Biden administration is looking ahead and sees the economic trends this way.
I believe inflation will be lower. I am very hopeful that the labor market will remain quite healthy so that people can feel good about their finances.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday night, 60 Minutes broadcast, having dumped feet of snow in higher elevations in Northern California and parts of Nevada, and a lot of rain in lower ones, a huge weather system now heads east.
With this storm system, as it moves through the south, there's the risk for strong tornadoes, maybe even some long-track tornadoes, so EF2s or stronger. This is sort of similar to the setup that we saw a couple of weeks ago that brought a bunch of tornadoes to portions of Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. The space agency takes a big step on its trip back to the future with the just about perfect Pacific landing of the unstaffed Orion moon capsule.
Liftoff of Artemis 1.
25 days ago, NASA launched the Artemis 1 test flight. In all, a 1.4 million mile lunar round trip. From deep space, Orion beamed back spectacular imagery of the moon and Earth. Twice the capsule flew within 80 miles of the moon's surface.
Correspondent Mark Strassman. The airline is long gone, but the world has not forgotten Pan Am Flight 103, brought down by a terrorist bomb over Lockerbie, Scotland, 34 years ago. Now the alleged bomb maker is in U.S. custody. WBZ TV's Paul Burton has a reaction from Janine Boulanger. Her daughter, Nicole, was on that flight.
She was on the dean's list at Syracuse and had a love for the performing arts and was an exceptional artist.
There were 35 Syracuse students on that plane, what they refer to as the best and the brightest.
She says to capture Masoud is a good thing, but for her, this does not bring any closure.
All of these victims died alone on the hills of Scotland.
Janine says she will watch this case closely, but for her, it won't help with the healing.
Justice won't come in during this life. I hope it will come in another life.
It really fizzled the last time, leading to a flood of fake famous accounts, but Elon Musk is trying the no-longer-free blue checkmark again on Twitter. Ian Schur of tech site CNET.
Ultimately, the real question is, will this make Twitter better, or will it contribute to the chaos that we've seen at the company since Elon Musk took over in October?
There was some more of that on Sunday when Musk put out a tweet calling for criminal charges against Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in, but hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So, here's what you need to do. Head to pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order today, ships tomorrow.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 12th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse. The Joint Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 p.m. at the River Block Building, and the North Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 p.m. by teleconference. The Stevens Point Joint Review Board will meet at 3 p.m. in the City Conference Room. The Transportation Commission meeting will take place at 4:45 at Central Transportation. The Portage County Personnel Committee will meet at 6 p.m. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will happen at 6 p.m., followed by the Finance Committee Agenda meeting at 6:10, and the Board of Public Works meeting at 6:35 p.m. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet from 2 to 4 p.m., and the Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 28 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 35. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
So I want to say thank you to everyone who's been part of this work. I want to end with a particular thank you to our speaker, who began her career in the House fighting to help us confront the ravages of the AIDS and HIV pandemic in this country, and is at least ending her speakership with this important success. There has never been, my guess is there never will be, a stronger ally and more effective ally for the LGBTQ plus community in the Congress of the United States than Speaker Pelosi. So we thank you.
What's that? How could things get better this week? Oh, I know. Black Power Hour.
We're calling friends in love.
Angela, hi.
Oh, hello, Stephanie. Good morning.
Listen, good morning. Brittany Griner is home with her wife. Marriage equality has been codified. Are we going to let Kyrsten Sinema block our week? Are we? No, we are not. No, we.
No.
No. Another dead inside white lady.
Francis and I are on their way.
Another dead inside white lady trying to ruin everything. But we're not going to let her do it, are we?
No. She can't have my joy. The devil can't have my joy.
No, we are on our way right now, Francis and I are on our way right now to go help her pack.
And, you know, I was saying to open the show, the White House said the same thing I did. This doesn't change. She's not caucusing with Republicans. It doesn't change the balance of power. It's a purely look at me attention whore move.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm like, we haven't even been letting her take home a plate from the barbecue for 4 years.
No. No, in fact, let's just be honest. We have silenced her on in terms of all of our, you know, her texts and what have you. She been on mute.
Did you mute her? Mute. Yeah. Well, listen. Mm-hmm.
And we even put the thing so she knows she's on mute.
Yeah. I mean, dead inside white ladies almost things up in Georgia, but not quite, did they? I texted you guys. Tony tweeted, 71% of white men voted for Herschel Walker. 54% of white women did the same. Stop asking why the race in Georgia was so close. Just thank African-American men and women for making sure those votes didn't matter. I mean, oh, my God. Again, save democracy by a thread.
You know what? And I'm going to say it again. I'll say it. He said it. I'll say it. those black, those slaves don't live in Georgia no more.
No, we don't need a walker. We don't need a walker. Okay.
We needed a runner, and we got we got a runner out of Warnock.
Yeah, yeah. I
never get it twisted. This country has never been able to stop black people from trying to achieve things.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the white gamble, once again, that black people are stupid just didn't work out for them, you know? The fact that we all had to pretend for even a nanosecond, right, any Republican, anyone in the media, that Herschel Walker was in any way vaguely qualified to be a United States senator is over now.
But the insult was the point.
Yeah.
The insult of, this is what disgusted me the entire time. We're sitting here talking about how this black man doesn't take care of his kids. You know, what a perfect, you know, dialogue on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a black woman who has been married to a man who's taken care of his children, his child for 26, for this entire time.
Yeah.
I am over this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
I'm over it.
Somebody, who was the quote we read? It's like it was a dumpster fire wrapped in a train wreck that rolled into an orphanage that you had to watch through like one hand.
Yeah.
Just like, oh God, when is this going to be over?
But that's the thing. It's not only did it drag him, it drugged black people.
Yeah, yeah.
And it drugged black men.
Yeah.
But the good news is the biscuits are safe again. They're going to continue.
They are safe again.
I sent you the best tweet.
Biscuits.
I sent you the best tweet. Robert tweeted, the Warnock Walker race results are like a green book of places to avoid in Georgia. Okay, so.
Yep. Those are sundown towns. Don't go there.
Yep.
It's like getting a horror movie map, you know, before you even get to the state.
Yeah. And now, of course, we have an African-American, lesbian, American Olympian home with her wife for the holidays. And the right wing is being predictably awful. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene said Joe Biden should be impeached over bringing Brittany Griner home.
Mm.
Right.
What high crime and misdemeanor is she?
Thanks for asking.
Alleging?
She said another reason to impeach Biden.
Oh.
Yeah, the president of the United States traded a Russian terrorist arms dealer, left a U.S. Marine in a Russian jail, and brought home a professional basketball player. So they would prefer that we leave an American in a hard labor camp for nothing.
Right. But they are not talking about all the trades that Trump did.
Thank you. Home
Americans.
Right.
Trading over like 300 prisoners, you know, here and there.
Yeah. And Paul Whelan's family. Paul Whelan's.
They didn't know Paul Whelan's name till this week. They didn't know his name.
And Trump didn't bring him home for 2 years. So,
That's right.
Yeah. The Whelan family said there is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home. The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make a deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen. Even they knew that. As much as, of course, they're, you know, distraught for Paul, as is Paul, you know, I mean, of course they're going to continue to try to bring him home. But as we were saying, first of all, he's not a spy, as Russia's claiming, and we don't have a Russian spy in our custody to trade for him. So that's an impossible deal that they're asking for him specifically.
The problem is we don't have one in our custody, but if we could just get like a quick rental car and some zip ties, Francis and I can go over to Mar-a-Lago and get them a couple.
We have a Russian asset.
That's right. We can
go. Just don't have them in custody. We don't have them in custody.
Yeah.
But we can take care of that. See, people, we keep volunteering. We are putting ourselves out there, okay, at our own expense.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd like per diem, but we're negotiable.
So some of these right-wing comments, you will have to tell me what degree of code for uppity are they using here? Right-wing television host Karen Turk, do we know her? She's regarding...
We talked about her yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She blasted Joe Biden for Brittany Griner being released.
Uh-huh.
She said it's sad. You think about all these people, these Americans that are just sitting in jail in a gulag. They're referring to the January 6th. Terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And we are releasing, you know, this entitled, spoiled brat that went to a foreign country and broke the law.
I found out some interesting things about Karen Turk yesterday.
Oh, did you?
She's a former Mrs. Florida 2016.
Is she now?
Oh. And
she's a pageant girl.
And she spent time in prison.
Okay.
Oh,
for?
Ooh, well, what'd she do?
Hold on, let me look that up.
Okay, that's important.
Tell us about the white people crimes.
I mean, it was some kind of white collar crime.
Could we trade her then? Because I'll take anything. Or they just have her. They just have her. We don't need anything back on that one.
She was
got a freebie.
But my point is, what would make Brittany Griner spoiled and entitled, right? She, you know, she's over there.
She speaks.
Okay.
Well, no, what's spoiled and entitled about her is that she's black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that she was, and you know what? It is just like, you know, you're going to go in on the fact that this woman was a basketball player and she was over there doing her job and got caught up. And then here's the thing. At the end of the day, we don't leave people to rot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't leave America. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris LaVoy. Yes, we have the breaking news.
Yes, Karen Turk spent time in federal prison for stealing her dying mother's Social Security checks.
Okay.
Ooh,
that'd be those Republican nasty. Family values uh-huh. we've heard
that's,
so much about.
That's a white person.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear the lady that was crying about gay people being able to get married? Republican lady?
We can play that.
Yeah, you want to hear that again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine to steal your mom's Social Security checks, but yeah. Same-sex people touching.
I'll tell you my priority. Mm-hmm. Protect religious liberty, protect people of faith, and protect Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill.
White lady tears. They're delicious to me.
They are.
Delicious.
You know what? I'll be right
delicious.
Up. Right up under her face with a little bottle, trying to catch those tears. Trying to catch
that's
them.
Right.
Those are when someone think of the children tears. There. Those are.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
So she's crying about. She's crying about people being able to marry the person they love. Uh-huh. That's what she's crying about.
She's crying about something that has absolutely no bearing on her or her faith.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Or on her life. You know what? Right. What is amazing to me, you know, and thank you for looking that up, Chris,
uh-huh.
because instead of doing the inner work to become a better Christian,
right.
a better person who wouldn't steal her mama's Social Security number.
Ooh.
Now, it's called inner work.
I know,
she
Frangela.
Wants to focus on the outside about people and things that have nothing to do with her.
Exactly.
I know you sell Frangela sells white privilege perfume. Have you thought about bottling white lady tears in like a saline solution or something? White lady saline solution.
That's your bonus when you spend over $50.
Yeah,
you get a trial size of white privileged lady tears.
White privileged tears.
It's a cream for your skin too.
It's very good for your skin.
It's moisturizing.
It's very good for skin. That's what I don't understand. Help me out with this. I know Fugelsang isn't here anymore this morning, but in there one of them commandments about honoring your parents or something.
You know
what? Do you think that Jesus meant
meaning don't steal their social security?
Steal their social security, Angela.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, there's no commandment saying don't marry the person you love if they're the same gender, but there is one. There are two relating to this crime, as I believe. Don't take stuff and don't honor your parents.
You know, white privilege tears also come in male version. Who is this? Representative Wahlberg? Because this is about the end of we got to save the human race by stopping the gays.
If all that my colleagues have just even recently said we're the only thing about this legislation, it'd be another story, but it isn't. It goes way beyond. Yes. And a deep appreciation for and commitment to following science also science. In the positive endeavor of
the gentleman's time
continuing
has expired.
The human race is important.
What?
Oh. What? Stopping gay people from getting married is nothing short of saving the human race. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we can't reproduce.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Like, I am not a breeder. I'm not helping at all, but in a way, I think I am. And that's the thing, the double-edged course. See, look, again.
You are the worst of front because you could. Choose. You're just not gonna. Just to own the right wingers.
Good, but I think that this was a service that I have provided that I should get a tax break for.
You should get a tax break for it.
I should get a tax break for that.
Here's the thing. There are billions of people. We're at this point, there are people suffering on this earth.
Yeah.
There are people who are hungry. There are people we don't take care of right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now.
I think Exhibit
These
A.
These same people rip babies out of people, their parents' arms. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think Exhibit A and why I've done the world a service by not parenting is any hour of this show.
I can't imagine you as a parent.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world. It's clearly Francis is the only
one
capable of this skill in this whole group.
I think everybody here would be a fantastic parent, and that's honest to goodness truth.
Oh, that is so incorrect, but thank you, Francis.
If we did it together.
If you were mainly the village and we just sort of stopped by.
Yeah, if we all parented, we might be able to raise one child.
Village that basically Francis is in charge of.
All of y'all.
I'm not saying that child be able to do anything.
So you'd be in charge of the village, Francis, and the rest of us would be like on laughing. We just open the door. How's it going in there?
Yeah, okay, exactly.
All right.
Need some help?
I'm going for a bike ride. See ya. Let me know. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Food. I can dog mom. I can dog mom me some dog. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what. And I know the best food in the world. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's the best food you can feed your dog. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers. I'd feed a human child that. No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't feed your dog that knowingly, but that's what's in a lot of dog food brands. I didn't know meat meal was the number one ingredient, and I thought the fancy dog food I was feeding.
That's horrifying.
No, but Dr. Marty's Nature Blend, the first four ingredients are real meat. It is a freeze-dried raw dog food. It is so good for your dogs. Not just the meat. They throw in omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes. He has had help countless dogs thrive. The dogs go bonkers for the taste and texture, and it is pantry safe, shelf stable. I love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. See how snappy Mama Bones dogs.
Yeah,
we tweeted a picture. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive a one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We are here with Todd Simon, fifth generation owner and CEO of Omaha Steaks. What a thrill. Hey, good morning, Todd.
Great to be back with you, Stephanie. Happy holidays.
Well, speaking of happy holidays, I got to tell you my first story. I was at home staying with my sister for Thanksgiving, and she literally said, "Can I get some of those Omaha Steaks?" So there goes her Christmas surprise.
She's obviously a woman of taste and distinction. I have to say, last night, I thought out some Omaha Steaks, cook them on the grill. I was like, after all the food, all the steaks that we didn't eat over Thanksgiving weekend, I was just craving an Omaha Steak. So we made them for my family last night.
Todd, I have to say, I have a hard time figuring out what gifts to get people. And I'm telling you, everybody loves getting this Omaha Steaks gift package. The thing I always focus on, too, it is an amazing, not just quality, but amount of food you get for the money.
Well, if you go to our website at omahasteaks.com, and I know you've got a promo code, I think, for $30 off for your listeners, you can just browse all the favorites that are there. Our team has put together a whole bunch of curated assortments that include steaks and chicken breasts and hot dogs and pork chops and desserts and appetizers and like those caramel apple tartlets that are so popular that people come back for year after year. Yeah. We've got a new scalloped potato that's absolutely to die for. It makes it so much easier for you to make meals at home and for your recipients to make meals at home because there's just no prep time. We take all the prep time out of the process.
Yeah, it is. I got the steaks, burgers, chicken, the scalloped potatoes, the caramel apple tartlets, the hot dogs. I could not believe how much food was in there. And literally, I ate the best steak and burgers you've ever had, hands down. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code Stephanie at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required. Omahasteaks.com, code Stephanie.
In this corner,
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near house.
That's because house is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou. Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, wildfire is down.
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Stephanie Miller. Every day I wanna rock and roll all night. Stephanie Miller.
Every day. All right. Maybe to dial that back a little bit at my age, but okay. Fridays with Frangela. I have freshly ingested White Lady tears. Here are some Orange Man tears.
Oh, God.
About, you know, the saddest story in America, Frangela, is white people having to wait in long lines to vote in Arizona in the sun.
It's open mic night at Mar-a-Lago again.
Oh, okay, here we go.
She had lines that were 3, 4, 5 miles long. You know, because you had to stand for hours.
What?
On the line. And they got there, and the voting machines were broken.
Oh.
And then they sent in the mechanics, and the mechanics left. And there was only one little problem. The machines were worse, and there were more of them.
Okay, I can't. It's bad audio.
3 to 4 to 5 miles long? There was not a single line in Arizona that was 3 miles long, let alone 4 or 5.
You understand it's white people having to wait in line in the sun, Frangela.
You know, when you think about the voters in Georgia who on Saturday who had to stand in the rain.
Yes.
You know, to vote. And hours and hours and hours. I care. We should care about Republicans voting. We should care about Democrats voting. Yeah. And it should be easy for every American to vote.
Yeah.
And we should have plenty of opportunity and space to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's the difference with Democrats. We want more people to vote.
Right.
We want it to be easy to vote as possible for everybody. But, you know,
they're finally coming around to that.
All over the country, these laws are designed to make sure black people have to wait in the line for 8 hours in the rain. Right.
There it is.
And once they're like, oh, there were lines in Arizona. White people were inconvenienced. It just, oh, my God.
Oh, he actually said, he's like, oh, they were standing in this Arizona sun. It was 85 degrees.
Oh, God. He cried a Kerry Lake of white lady tears.
85 degrees is like
lovely.
Chilly.
That's sweater.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids will return to indoor graduation ceremonies, hosting their mid-year commencement ceremony on Saturday, December 10th. Mid-State will highlight their Protective and Human Services program at the ceremony with the keynote address from Rick Anderson, Mid-State's 2022 Distinguished Alumnus and Associate Dean of Protective and Human Services. In-person attendance is reserved for ticket holders. The ceremony will be live-streamed on mstc.edu/graduation starting at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. The Roadway Inn and Suites in Stevens Point has experienced a setback in their renovation plans due to flooding from burst pipes. City officials say a window was left open, which allowed the pipes to freeze. The hotel has experienced issues over the past few years and are working on fixing the problems identified. Even with this delay, the city is confident the hotel will be up and running again in 2023. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 28 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 35. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 31.
the Taliban and others participate in hostage diplomacy is in the end, we always cave, we always make a concession, and we always win. Or they always win, and we lose. So my heart breaks for the Whalen family. I think, you know, a lot of people are asking, and rightly so. So what was his crime? Not being a celebrity, not checking enough boxes for Hollywood.
Donald Trump released 5,000 Taliban terrorists, and they sent Otto Warmbier home as a corpse. And Donald Trump didn't get Paul Whelan out for 2 years, you stupid right-wing blowhole.
Okay. I'm sorry, Frangela. Did you also have some thoughts? That was Representative Waltz.
I completely agree with you, Stephanie. I completely agree with those thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I don't know. Ali Velshi wore tux today. I have been named, as you know, the TuneIn Awards Progressive Voice of Reason. Chris Lavoie has been identified in a news story this morning on Raw Story as a high-powered radio executive, Chris Lavoie. Frangela have decided they would like to be...
Visiting
professors.
Visiting professors.
Yeah. Visiting professors. Oh. Stephanie Militia. Travis, pick your title.
Yeah, what's your title? Pick one. Anyone.
I didn't know I was going to get a choice.
Dream big, Travis. Dream big.
Commander of the Autobots.
There you go. Nicely done.
Nice.
Perfect.
I'm feeling generous today. Just giving out
pilot
titles,
of the Voltron
titles
Black
like
Lions.
Skittles. All right. In the oh my God, giant.
Right-wing hypocrites.
White Lady Tears that we played. Representative White Lady Hartzler. From Missouri.
Yeah.
Though it was crying White Lady Tears about gay people being able to get married, you know, being able to marry the person you love. Mm-hmm. That was making her, giving her sad.
Like her nephew?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It turns out her nephew's gay. Did he have thoughts?
Oh, he broke this speech down.
Oh, he had thoughts. Okay.
Here we go. Uh-huh.
Today, a United States Congresswoman, my Aunt Vicky, started crying because gay people like me can get married.
I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. And I yield back.
So despite coming out to my aunt this past February, I guess she's still just as much as a homophobe.
Let's be clear. Obergefell is not in danger, but people and institutions of faith are.
Aunt Vicky, that's not right. Institutions of faith like religious universities are not being silenced. They're being empowered by the U.S. government to discriminate against tens of thousands of LGBTQ students because of religious exemptions, but they still receive federal funding.
The bill's implications: submit to our ideology or be silenced.
It's more like you want the power to force your religious beliefs onto everyone else. And
right.
Because you don't have that power, you feel like you're being silenced. But you're not. You're just going to have to learn to coexist with all of us. And I'm sure it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Can I just say I've established a new rule? I don't even know what my title is, but whatever it is, I'd like to establish a new rule. Every time someone finishes speaking on this show, you need to say, I yield back. Please.
That just slays me back.
Oh, I want to go to that Christmas dinner.
Oh, I do too. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you didn't finish
I want to go to that family.
You didn't finish that thought.
Oh.
I yield back.
Okay, thanks. Do it. Play the game. I yield back. Okay. Yeah,
there's
I know.
There's joy going on somewhere. Oh.
Somebody's happy.
Right, it's hurting me. This is what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. How?
Right.
How is it hurting? Show me on the doll.
If
gay people
where you're
getting
gay
married and loving each other hurts you, show me.
If her faith is going to be destroyed by two people getting married, then her faith isn't very strong to begin with.
It's a little shaky. Okay. That was, fantastic. I too would love to be at that Christmas dinner because that is awkward. Can I have the gravy?
Stir in that pot.
Can I have the gravy? I yield back.
Do you have anything to say?
I feel like I feel like the F word for gay man is going to be bandied. Could you pass the gravy?
Oh, let me tell you something.
F word.
I want to
yield back.
I want warm. That goes off every time a gay person gets married. A little ting, ting.
Okay, Gavin in Florida. Frangela, it's for you. Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, first off, congratulations to you on this award thing you got, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're talented. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my humble. This is my humble voice.
Big wheel, big deal, yes. Radio executives.
Yes, I do.
Now, the thing is, the thing about you've said before about you hurting the ones you love,
yes.
Pertaining to the Orange Man, Donnie Bonespurs. If I were to rattle off some of the stuff that we're talking about with him, give me a few seconds here. Mm-hmm. Obstruction of justice, violation of the Emoluments Clause, bank fraud, wire fraud, insurance fraud, money laundering for the Russians and anybody else who wants to play ball.
Yeah.
Numerous credible allegations of sexual harassment and assault, up to and including rape. Bribery, witness tampering, tax evasion in multi-millions. Campaign finance violations, numerous election law violations, inciting a riot upon the U.S. Capitol building, inciting stochastic terrorism, dereliction of duty in the gross mismanagement of the COVID-19 pandemic, violations of the Espionage Act.
You know, it's only a three-hour radio show, but we get your point. What is your point?
Well, it goes on and on and on. But the thing is,
we know.
Is that if he was not Donnie Bonespurs, he was just some black guy selling loose tobacco cigarettes on the sidewalk in New York City.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They would have immediately arrested him.
Yeah, they did in two other countries. We're just saying Peru and Germany just had a right-wing coup. They, guess what happens? They get arrested right away and go to jail. Yeah. Do not pass go. Okay. The only thing that's making me happy this morning is the big bag of rats just keeps getting bigger. Matt Gaetz threatens to throw GOP Congress into chaos by blocking the new speaker for 2 months. To what degree? To what degree is Kevin McCarthy Tracy flicking his ass off at home, just like
just up all night making buttons, just making buttons.
Matt Gaetz,
your will win them over. Sure.
Matt Gaetz said this week he would block Republicans from electing a Speaker of the House for up to 2 months after they take the majority.
Do it.
Big bag of rats.
Can we send money to that? How do we donate to that?
Totally.
This is going to be fun. I'm going to make popcorn today. Hooray. Okay. You know what? As Francis said, don't let him take our joy. We codified marriage equality. The speaker.
Thank you all, not only for being here, but being there on this issue for such a long time. At last, we have history in the making. But not only are we on the right side of history, we're on the right side of the future, expanding freedom in America.
Thank you, Speaker Pelosi. One more, Speaker.
Today, we stand against an urgent threat, and we succeeded for the values that our nation holds dear. Since the monstrous Dobbs decision, right-wing forces have set their sights on more of America's personal freedoms, including the right to marry the person you love. Our history has always been about expanding freedom until that decision.
I forgot I have a part two of Bag of Rats. Big Bag of Rats part two. Donald Trump's collapse among Republicans who would now like him to go away and no longer be the pace of the party has set off a civil war among some of his most ardent followers who are now jockeying to take over the MAGA movement. His minions have the knives out for each other as things fall apart. The knives were already out, but this could get downright nasty now after Herschel Walker's lost. Not only is Trump becoming a target, but his MAGA supporters are going after each other due to a power vacuum. Consider the split between Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene over whether to support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Think of it this way. If you're into drama and weird, said one Republican, you don't need Trump anymore. There's a younger and in some cases weirder crop of right-wingers who are way more interesting than some old guy holed up in a South Florida mansion. Oh, it's fantastic. It's true. Marjorie Taylor, the younger ones are just as awful and weird.
Yeah. And willing to debase themselves and drag the party lower and further right. And Matt Gaetz, please throw a monkey wrench in it. Please go right ahead, because this is what they elected. These are the people they said that they wanted to represent them. I want to see that representation. What does that look like?
Yeah.
I can solve this for Matt, too. If he don't want Marge, all he has to do is promise her something. She can be bought very easily. I would go to her and say, look, girl, I will get you some sleeves. I will get you sleeves for all your shirts.
If you drag a $5 bill through, who jumps on it first, Marjorie or Kyrsten Sinema? Who, if you just drag it slowly?
It's a mad dash. It's a fun sport to watch, though.
Oh, I forgot there's a Senate version of Big Bag of Rats now. I haven't even heard this. Republican senators are quietly organizing against Mitch McConnell and his allies after a lackluster showing in the midterms. Senate version. They're just better dressed rats. About a half a dozen GOP senators have been meeting to strategize how they will challenge Mitch McConnell next year. What's striking is not just the scope but among the fissures among his allies. Mm-hmm. It's also not just the idea that McConnell, of all people, is insufficiently partisan by the standards of some of its members. This insurgency is Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott. Leading the insurgency. It's against this backdrop. Several prominent Senate Republicans have decided the smart move is to be less constructive, more partisan, more confrontational, more reactionary. Can you be a bigger hole than Rand Paul? I guess they're going to try.
They're going to try. They're going to dig that hole.
I miss Rand Paul's neighbor. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Angela Louise V. Shelton.
I'm just saying, I think he's a very good neighbor for Rand Paul. Too. We live in good neighborhoods and a big, strong family structure.
Were they separated by the courts?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened to the neighbor.
Not soon enough for Rand.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. Two rich white D's being D's to each other. Oh, whatever.
Mitch McConnell, I will, whatever we can do to disrupt his day, I am down with.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, whatever.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Men. We're not afraid to say we like men here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. Men with their man crates, with manly things.
Men filled, with crowbars.
Filled. You know what? There's a lot of women going, I want one. Because we make it sound so, they are fun. You get a crowbar to open it.
Right.
And it's not just that, it's manly, yes, but I like it too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. There's a whiskey appreciation crate. Personalized handmade whiskey decanter, tumblers, ice sphere mold, slate coasters, snacks. Who doesn't like snacks?
I'm all about the whiskey snacks.
How about the Grillmaster crate? You get a brass knuckle meat tenderizer. You get to pretend to be Rocky. That's fantastic. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That was also a cast iron smoker box, steak thermometer, and more. Man Crates packs unique gifts in containers. Watching him open his gift is an unforgettable gift for you. Personalization is free. Every Man Crate comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For the rest of the season, buy one, get 50% off. Wowee. You've probably got more than one Manses in your life,
sure
right?
Do.
The code is festive50 at mancrates.com. Type in festive50 at mancrates.com.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Gift-giving destination for everyone on your list. With the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns, visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards with outdoor axe throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiasts. Message and data rates may apply, or go to wineenthusiast.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that?
Irma Gerd, Free Speech TV, this is it. Final. This is our last pitch this of the last it. Day of the Free Speech TV Final. Fund Drive. Oh, my God. And frontline funders Brenda in Texas and Andrew in San Diego were so inspired by everybody's generosity, they put up a surprise $10,000 match just for today.
What?
That's on top of the match we already have.
Whoa,
that means you triple your impact today and get us to the finish line. If we get to the finish line, we unlock another extra $10,000.
Wait,
for
well,
free
huh?
From what you can, huh?
What? Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching,
Ball sex says what? Donkey breast says who? Okay. Huh? Free speech. I don't know. I'm so tired. Please help me.
Very
help me. Help me. Help me. Help you. Never mind. Go to freespeech.org. Thank you.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Jen Yousell. This is a fantastic holiday gift. I know because many, many of my friends and family have thieved it directly from my hands.
Uh-oh.
Because they want to know why. Right?
Right.
Like the first time I said good morning for Angela, 11 billion years ago. I am 11 billion years old.
Uh-huh.
And I don't look it thanks to Jen Yousell. This Christmas, Jen Yousell's most popular package is 70% off. Oh, my God, yeah. At JenYousell.com. Now is the time to treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. Something for everybody. I use the daytime, the nighttime, mm-hmm. the under eye wrinkle cream, the dark circle cream, uh-huh. the neck cream, yeah. Jawline cream for your superhero manses in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh. Treat yourself and a loved one. And if you're included in every most popular package, excuse me, is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will restore your youthful appearance. It's winter. It's dry everywhere. Get it. JenYousell.com/Stephanie. Enter my special promo code, Stephanie, for an additional 10% off your entire order. Every order is instantly upgraded for free express shipping. JenYousell.com/Stephanie. That is GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. Fridays with Frangela. As Francis of Frangela says, we are not going to let them take our joy.
Nope.
Kirsten.
That's right.
We are not going to marriage equality pass. Brittany Griner is home with her wife for the holidays. And we were saying when Tammy Baldwin saw Barney Frank walk in yesterday, mm-hmm. was so like, because he was the first openly gay congressman, right. And here he was yesterday.
I was here for the birth of Doma, so I am very grateful to be able to be here for the funeral, and it's kind of a it's kind of a New Orleans moment. We are tooting our horns for the funeral, a much happier occasion than the birth.
Aww. Yeah, that was it was touching.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
when he walked in,
he probably can't believe we're back here, having to codify, right that we've already had once again. But we need more alpha liberals. We just loved Swalwell taking Jim Jordan.
Oh, this is in a committee hearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes. Well, Mr. Jordan denounced Donald Trump's
termination of the Constitution.
President Trump has clarified his comments regarding the Constitution. He put out another post, I think, a day or so later, maybe the next day, I can't recall.
He has more.
And everyone knows President Trump, there's no way this guy's anti-Semitic. This guy was the most pro-Israel president in history. Put the embassy back in Jerusalem. Abraham Accord. I mean, the most pro-Israel president we've ever had did more in foreign policy in the Middle East than any president we've ever had.
So, and do you denounce your tweet praising Kanye West?
That tweet was not our account, and that tweet's been removed.
Time has expired.
So, no, it's my time.
No. That was the House Judiciary tweet.
Yeah.
Their
tweet
was Kanye, Elon, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And,
What? They always talk about Israel. They're Jewish Americans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, this concept that this is a population that somehow is, like, expats from Israel. It's like what do you...
Oh, Trump is on this again this morning.
Amazing.
Trump rages at Jewish leaders for forgetting he was the best by far president for Israel. By the way, just don't tell the Jews how the rapture ends, apparently, is how evangelicals are playing this, right? Like, unless you convert away from your religion, it doesn't end well for you. That's the only thing that has to do with their support for Israel, is right?
Yeah, and you know, watching, well, let's not act like we don't see a zealot religious group trying to rush to their rapture. When we would, if this was a cult that we didn't know were Christians, we would go in and say, hey, everybody, why don't you calm down?
Yeah. I have to take hope that it's not just the codifying and Brittany being home and the results in Georgia, but, you know, that's why it's so poisonous, the Kanye stuff, because that's part of the play about dividing us. Mm-hmm. It's the tropes, you know, to try to divide black people and Jewish people. This is how they divide us. But we have to remember with Georgia is, you know, it may be terrifying, but there are more of us. There are more of us good people that are...
And thank you for saying that, Stephanie, because what really upsets me the most about Kanye West is his influence.
Yeah.
It's not what he believes. It's what he said. He has a platform to profess what he believes. And because... if I am impressionable because I like his music, that might mean that I want to be open to his views.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous.
It reminds me, since we're talking about marriage equality, how, remember Prop 8 out here, how they tried to turn black people against gay people by, you know, I mean, it's so ugly and divisive the way they always, you know, run these campaigns.
If you're susceptible to hate, then you actually already had it. You know what? Like if you're sitting around here waiting for somebody to tell you to hate this group, you're sitting there waiting to hate. And no, unfortunately, there are traitors among all of us. You know, there just are. I don't want to ignore. I can't leave without saying Tim Scott needs to be kicked straight out of the barbecue. Like, he's been running illegal commercials where he's these ads.
He can find
where
out.
He says that people are going to have their power turned off.
Yeah, by the way, he can get on the gunshots fired near the electrical grid in South Carolina now. Why doesn't he get on investigating that, which hate group that probably is, right? Yeah.
It's astounding to me. But if you're sitting around here and you can't just admit to what you've done, like Jim Jordan, first of all, doesn't he have another problem?
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he have a problem with looking the other way when children get touched?
Yes,
I mean, why are we even talking to him?
I love George.
Shouldn't
I love
he be
George,
in some kind of jail?
Mm-hmm. I love George Clooney, but could we chop with that documentary about Ohio State? When is that?
Yeah, hello.
Please?
Hello.
Real quick, Dave in Minneapolis. Finish us out today. Hello, Dave.
Well, a gold star and an amen. Please, Frangelis, amen and an amen to Mr. Chris there for all of his work today, and an amen to him because of what he said about Lake and her, you know, it's going to destroy my faith, I feel bad stuff. If you're, like you said, if your faith is that bad, is that weak, you know, find a different faith.
Exactly.
Worship. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And one way to do that is to worship at the Church of Frangelo, which I do every week.
Yes.
Final word, idiot of the week, sexyliberal.com, mswmedia.com. Frangelo, I love you with the heat of a 11 billion suns.
Love you too.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the